Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So when I was a child, I loved making up songs. I loved singing them. I loved writing them down. I loved making up songs. And most of the songs that I made up were praises to God because my favorite thing to do at church was sing. I loved singing hymns to God, and I loved singing in choir. In fact, I was the one that they had to tell to sing a little less loud. So I loved singing praises to God. And in the Bible, we also find a lot of praises to God. We find those in Psalms, and many of them are ones that David wrote because he wrote praises to God. Now, in Psalm 145, David tells God how good God is. He tells God that he blesses God every day, and he talks about all of the amazing good things that God has done for him and for the people. And he talks about how the people are in awe of God and how much they love God. Now, David loved to sing praises to God, but here's the thing. David didn't sing those praises because God made David's life perfect. In fact, there were times when David had to run away because he was afraid that he was going to be killed. David made mistakes and David chose to do the wrong thing sometimes, but through it all, he sang praises to God. And he did that because he knew that God was always with him. God promised that God would never leave David, and God promised to always love him, and he could look around and see all the good things that God was doing. And we can do the same thing. God promises never to leave us and to always love us no matter what happens. David knew that God loved him even though he made mistakes, and God loves us even though we make mistakes and we sin too sometimes. And so when you are happy, you can sing praises to God. But when you are sad, you can still praise God because God never leaves you and God always loves you. When you are lonely, you can praise God because God is always there to be your friend. When you're in pain, you can still praise God. When good things are happening, praise God. And when bad things are happening, find ways to praise God too. So this week, I hope that you will praise God. You can praise God by praying to him and thanking him for all that he has done. You can praise God by singing. Whatever it is that you do, find a way to praise God. Let's pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for all the good things you have done. Thank you for your amazing creation, for your patience with us, and for how much you love us. Thank you for sending Jesus so that we can always be friends with you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.